What's up, everyone? This is Eric Davis, and we're done. The end of all age. I do sound tired. We're here. I'm with Mike Sampson for Screen Crush and Jordan Hoffman for Screen Crush, and we are at the end of our Hall H day. It's been a marathon day. Saturday, the last panel was the big Marvel panel. You can see in the top of this post a bunch of the highlights, you know, titles that were revealed for Thor 2 and Captain America 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy. But I think some of the biggest applause came when Edgar Wright debuted an Ant-Man little test reel that he did, and also the big Iron Man 3 panel, and we saw a big chunk of footage. So we're just going to have a little chat about the footage itself. So let's jump into Ant-Man. I'm speaking with Jordan Hoffman. What did you think of the Ant-Man footage? What did you think?
Okay, well, Ant-Man. Well, here's the thing you got to remember about Ant-Man. Ant-Man is maybe not the world's greatest superhero for a movie, right? But it's Edgar Wright's Ant-Man. Edgar Wright is a go-to guy for action comedy. Think about Hot Fuzz. Think about Shaun of the Dead. Think about even Scott Pilgrim, right? I mean, a lot of action in that movie. And, you know, I'd want to see him doing Henry Pym, you know, in the weird outfit and his, you know, all the powers he's got zipping down a tiny speck of a dude and then, you know, doing his thing, you know, riding the wasp maybe. Who knows? So what we saw, though, was... I'm so tired. I'm sorry if I'm rambling. But... here's what we saw. It was short. It was like 2 minutes tops, right? It was not finished. You know, it was still wet, as they say. There was some blue screen. There was the VFX were not finished. But it's basically you're in a hallway, totally out of context. There are these two dudes. There are these guards guarding what looks like an elevator in a white hallway. And then on one end is this guy in a weird kind of robot-y suit, like a Halo suit sort of thing. And, you think that he's the same size as these guys, but then turns out he's just a little speck, right? So he's running toward them. These guys don't notice it. And then he hits some sort of spot along the way, and he whoop, becomes the size of a normal person. And the guards go like, oh, my God, and they whip out these pistols to shoot him. And then he does a thingamajig, and he becomes smaller again. And this is when it gets really cool. He's actually running somehow on the top of the guy's gun. And then there's a slow-motion thing where he jumps, and, like, he jumps into the guy's mouth to, like, punch him. And the guy goes, like, and, like, spit comes out. And I got to be honest, and I know that the effects weren't done, didn't really work for me. It looked kind of goofy. But I think it was meant to be, like, a moment, like a Hall H Comic-Con moment where we were all supposed to go, rawr! And I was just kind of like, what is this exactly? But then he appeared on the, then they fight and whatever, and then he's like in the elevator, and like there's Muzak in the elevator, and it was a funny, nice little Edgar Wright moment. So how do I sum up my take on the footage? Was like, you know, I don't really know, but I kind of trust in the guy enough that, you know, if anybody's going to do Ant-Man, I'd like to see Edgar Wright do it. And he's been wanting to do it for 6 years, right? It's ridiculous. So that was kind of my take.
Yeah, he made a joke that Edgar Wright said he's taking the Terrence Malick approach when it comes to making superhero movies, and I agree. I want to see. I think it's an interesting character that you can become, that he can control becoming really tiny and then really large at will. And I guess he was showing you what a fight scene could look like and how he can play around with being short and being tall and how he can work that to his advantage. And so I think on a grander scale, that could be a cool film, and that could be a cool character to watch, and something that's different, and something that's unique, and something that we don't see every day. You know, we're used to seeing these superheroes who just, they have their armor, they have their weapons, and that's it. This is a different kind of superhero who uses his size to his advantage, from really being very small to being large.
That's really his only, like, power, right? Is the ability to shrink.
Well, I guess so, but I mean, but he was decked out in some hardcore armor, and I'm not sure if they're gonna add some kind of thing to that armor. And he looked like he knew how to throw a kick and a punch, so he may have some martial arts expertise, and you know, and it looked fun. So we'll see. There's no release date. They didn't say anything. Edgar Wright's gonna be shooting The World's End with his boys Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. So We don't know when that's going to come. We have a feeling that the Guardians of the Galaxy that they announced for August 2014 will probably lead into the Avengers sequel. So we may not even see Ant-Man until Phase 3 starts. But we'll get there. Speaking of threes, after Ant-Man followed Iron Man 3, Robert Downey Jr. came out very shticky, dancing down the aisles to Luther Vandross. But they showed a good chunk of footage for a film that's still in production. They admitted that the finale, they still have to shoot the finale, and they're kind of getting into that headspace now. But what the footage that they did show was, I think, everything that this film is. It was started off with the Extremis armor, him kind of playing around, which sort of reminded me of, if you're not familiar with the Extremis armor, it sort of looks like he's using the Jedi Force to a degree, where he kind of sticks out his arm and his armor just kind of flies onto him. And there's a really funny scene of him putting that armor set to Run DMC's the Christmas song. What is it, Mike?
Christmas in Hollis.
Christmas in Hollis from Die Hard. If you're not familiar with it, but and then it goes to a more intense scene of him in his little Malibu house, and it's getting destroyed, and all of his armor is destroyed. And a lot of what they said is that how they're stripping Tony down to a very human element and taking away all of his powers and seeing what he can do. They're kind of getting back to what to that cave in Iron Man and him kind of having to use his smarts to get out of a really tricky situation. And then the footage ends with him being sucked underwater, and the Mandarin, we see Ben Kingsley kind of dressed up in the Mandarin. Jordan made a comment before saying he was a little Osama bin Laden-ish, and we couldn't really get an accent on that. Mike, what did you think of the Iron Man 3 footage?
I liked it a lot. It was really good. It was part of a great Iron Man 3 panel. You know, considering it's only, this is footage from maybe the first two-thirds of the movie and missing one of the film's big set pieces, I thought it was edited together well. I thought the beginning was the perfect kind of goofy and light Iron Man stuff that we've come to know, some little shtick with the armor and that little robot hand that kind of makes its appearances throughout the movies. So it was a lot of fun. I thought there was a lot to look forward to, a lot of glimpses of stuff that you can go, oh, you know, there's the, you know, I know we were calling it the Iron Patriot, which now it's not really the Iron Patriot. It's just the War Machine painted in the red, white, and blue. You saw a quick glimpse of that. You saw a quick glimpse of Guy Pearce and James Badge Dale and some of the other minor characters in the film.
I like Pepper Potts planted a kiss on Tony Stark when he had the face mask, like he had the full Iron Man mask on and the whole armor. It led me to think, what do they do with that armor behind closed doors?
That's a disturbing thought. I hadn't gone there. But I did notice that Guy Pearce's character, who is a villain in the film, also kissed Pepper Potts in the trailer. So it was...
That's a good point. That's what's so funny is that we all come here to these cons, as it were, and we all want to see, you know, this footage, and it blazes by so quick. And Marvel's always good. They show it twice. But, you know, the Pacific Rim footage today, we saw it once, like, and, you know, it goes by and so quickly, and, you know, there's like a million people, and somebody opens the door, and light gets on the screen for a second. And, like, so people say, well, what do you see in Pacific Rim? It's like, I saw a lot of cool crap. I saw a monster. But specifically, it's like, I don't know exactly. And, you know, we're journalists. We're trying to take notes. But if you have your laptop open, a guard slams you down. It's like, I'm just trying to write stuff down that he's on the Golden Gate Bridge. So it's, like, hard to sometimes, you know, you sound like an idiot. Like, what'd you see? It was really cool. But it's like, sometimes, you know, it just goes by too quickly. But that's the charm of Comic-Con, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the charm of Comic-Con. This was a really long day, and if we sound like we're a little, you know, batshit crazy, excuse my language, it's because we are. We were literally, I know Mike was online since 7 a.m. this morning. I was there at 9 a.m. It didn't wrap up until about 7 p.m., and it's been a long day, a lot of big films, a lot of cool footage. So let's just wrap up quickly your favorite footage of the day, Mike.
Favorite footage of the day was definitely Pacific Rim. I thought Warner Brothers put together this beautiful new display. Instead of just the main screen, they had panoramic panels that kind of wrapped around you. So as they were talking, you saw this kind of B-roll and kind of production art kind of flashing all around you on the sides. And then the footage itself was just kind of, it's so hard to describe. You could just say, okay, it's giant aliens versus, or giant monsters versus giant robots. and that won't get the point across. You just have to see this. I don't know if you're ready for it yet, but when you see the trailer for this, you will believe in this movie. It is kind of the thing that you dream about when you're a kid, and Guillermo and Warner Brothers kind of actually made this happen. So,
yeah, Jordan, what's your favorite footage?
Godzilla really hit me where it hurts. I mean, hearing that roar in those Hall H speakers just was startling. But you know what got me the most, Goosepimply, and this is a little weird. It was the footage, the little package that Marvel put together before anything that was like a thank you to Comic-Con. They did a real victory lap of celebrating Marvel at Comic-Con, specifically in Hall H. It would start, they had footage of the panels from 2006 to today intercut with the movies. So the first panel in 2006, and then the first Iron Man, and then Favreau's return, you know, you believed in us and we're here, leading up to Avengers, and there was some footage of the Avengers, the great shot of them all outside Grand Central. And then, like, you know, it said, you know, all this stuff, like, you know, you made it happen, it happened in this very room, and the place is going bananas. And, you know, and that was phase one. Phase two begins now, and I, you know, everybody was screaming, and I'm a dispassionate journalist who tries to take my work very seriously, and I was screaming, just like the sociopaths around me that I camped out all night. I was like, oh my God, it was pretty exciting. It got to me, and that, you know, that's why people schlep all the way to San Diego, is to be part of something that, you know, the naysayers say, well, the footage is online the next day. Yeah, but when you're in that room, it's pretty cool. So that got it for me.
Pretty cool. My favorite footage of the day was Man of Steel. I really liked it. I grew up with Christopher Reeve Superman films. I've been really itching for a good Superman film for a while, and I think the blend of Zack Snyder and Christopher Nolan, and when you see this footage, you're going to see a teaser on The Dark Knight Rises. You'll see what we're talking about, and just really grounded in reality. Really, you know, I think I was sold in the moment, and I said this before, I'm a romantic sentimentalist, and the kiss between Lois Lane and Superman, it was just this really brief glimmer of a kiss, but it looked like it was happening in the middle of chaos, and she grabbed him, and she was saying, look, I don't care who you are or what you are, you're my man, and I got that, and I felt that, and I felt a lot of the emotion. I think it's going to be Zack Snyder's most emotional film, most human film, which is ironic because it's about an alien. But, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you so much. We're going to have some more Comic-Con stuff probably come in the next couple of days as we unwind our brains from another year of chaos. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.